For Life with Alistair Begg.
Truth for Life, Monday morning at 7:30 on AM 1160.
Imagine giving your child one of the most rigorous yet flexible educations bathed in a biblical worldview. An education that even applies your tuition to future college tuition dollar for dollar. Since 1996, Liberty Online Academy graduates have gone on to excel in leading universities, earn top scholarships, been named National Merit Scholars, and are now among our country's emerging young leaders. Discover the affordability, flexibility, and results of Liberty Online Academy. Find out more today about this outstanding program. Liberty has been named one of the top 10 online learning programs in the country. Go to libertyonlineacademy.com and click the Liberty Online, or call 855-382-6668. LibertyOnlineAcademy.com or 855-382-6668. Homeschooling just got smarter. Homeschooling just got better. Liberty Online Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-801-9691. 1-800-801-9691. That's 1-800-801-9691. 1-800-801-9691.
Thanks for the lunch invite. You should be careful what you eat today, though. The special could hurt you.
It's fruit and salad day.
Well, then your drive home could hurt you. Danger lurks.
I walk to work.
The truth is, not everyone's qualified to dish out advice. At Thrivent Financial, they offer customized advice and appropriate solutions for your specific situation and goals. Call 630-598-2100. After all, it won't hurt you to listen.
And those dangerous flowers, boy, don't stop and smell those.
Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investment Management Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC 61424.
Chicago's Christian Talk, AM 1160, introduces you to the Drive-Thru Difference, a simple way for you to show others the love of Christ during your day. Learn more at WYLL.com.
Welcome to Building a Better Brain, sponsored by EEGChicago.com, with your host, Dr. Jim Kowal, on Chicago's Christian Talk Radio, AM 1160. The professionals at EEG Chicago are highly qualified providers of neurofeedback throughout the Chicagoland area. To learn more about this weekly program, Building a Better Brain, or to find a provider in your area, visit EEGChicago.com. That's EEGChicago.com. And now your host, Dr. Jim Kowal.
Through the airwaves over the beautiful Windy City, good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Building a Better Brain. This is the second program in our series that will provide you information on how you can improve your brain and overcome a number of difficulties and blocks that keep you from performing your very best. Today, I'm excited to have with me Dr. Stephen Larson from the Stone Mountain Center in New Paltz, New York. Before we begin, let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Larson. Dr. Stephen Larson is a licensed mental health counselor in New Paltz, New York. He's earned his bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degrees in psychology. He did his postdoctoral studies at the Jung Institute in Zurich. He also did his postdoctoral training at the Oaks Lab with Dr. Len Oaks, who developed the low-energy neural feedback system we call LENS. Dr. Larson has worked and taught in the field of psychology in many capacities since 1965, including 28 years as professor, now professor emeritus, at the State University of New York. He is the author and editor of 12 books, 24 articles, 9 scientific studies and publications, including some fascinating research with animals, which we will get to later this morning. So I'm really looking forward to this. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. I'm glad you survived the last snowfall.
Yes, we have. Yes, it's great to have you here this morning because you have done so many things in the field, and I am particularly fascinated with the work that you've done with animals and neurofeedback. but we'll get into that a little later. To begin with, I'm curious, Stephen, how did you get interested in neurofeedback?
Well, I started out generically in biofeedback in about 1970 or so. I set up a biofeedback lab attached to one of the psychology courses that I was teaching at SUNY Ulster. And it was we included biofeedback generically with the somewhat primitive equipment that was available at the time. But the course was an instant success because the students learned something extraordinary, which Carl Jung summed up in the phrase, the self-liberating power of the introverted mind. That is to say that a mind that pays attention to its own functioning is a bit better off than one that doesn't pay attention to its own functioning.
Yes, that's right. That's right. When did you start getting involved in the lens neurofeedback?
Well, that was about 1994. I invited Len Oakes here after I'd heard about his work. And I must tell you, in the beginning, I was really quite skeptical because all of my training and practice had been with the contingency-based or reinforcement-based types of biofeedback or neurofeedback. And this was a different kind of an animal. In the beginning, we used flashing lights that were at an offset in hertz, a frequency measure, from the patient's brain waves. And I was astonished that it could, that very, very brief exposures to this stuff, a few seconds, could actually have an effect, and that there was no volitional effort or striving on the part of the patient. That blew me away as well.
Mm-hmm. I know that type of neurofeedback is somewhat different than what we call traditional neurofeedback, or the playing of games and getting reinforcement in classical conditioning manners. Can you explain?
We do both kinds here. The lens is usually our introductory method because it kind of breaks up pockets of functioning that are stuck, if you will. And then we may move on to the other modalities. We also do things like interactive metronome training, heart rate variability training, Z-score, et cetera. We're a full-service facility, and we use almost everything that we have each week.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the problems that people have that can be remedied by these types of neurofeedback trainings?
Well, we have come to focus primarily on TBI, traumatic brain injury, and post-traumatic stress disorder, and then your run-of-the-mill attention deficit and anxiety and depression. But we've got a reputation of doing pretty well with traumatic brain injury, and that's really a good thing because conventional neurology and medicine doesn't have that much to offer. They may put you on a medicine to stabilize the symptoms you have, but they don't really know how to cure it, and time again we'll find somebody sent home after a pretty bad head injury from the emergency room, and they say, yeah, just get plenty of rest, and you know, it'll probably turn out all right. Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I hear that people have head injuries, they say they go to the hospital and they have an MRI and that there's no problem. And
yeah.
I say, the MRI only shows you what the condition of the hardware is in, that
yeah.
there is no damage physically to the brain. But no
That's
one
right.
looks at how the brain is functioning, how the software is running in that brain. And that's
right.
what we do when we do EEGs.
Yeah, and that's why we do these days, Jim, for about the last 3-4 years, any serious or complex picture or situation, we do a QEEG right at the beginning of treatment, and then we may do QEEGs subsequently down the line thereafter. A QEEG, for the listeners, is a quantitative EEG. It's a little different than the EEG done in many neurologists' offices, where the only if you will, metric is the experienced eye of the neurologist or the technician, whereas a QEEG is computer scored, and any decent neurofeedback professional can read these things and know that this person has a head injury or not. We, for example, we use Dr. Robert Thatcher's TBI discriminant, which is a statistically based thing that uses Z-scores. It compares people to a whole population of peers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the neurofeedback training is interesting. But can young children do this type of training as well as adults?
Yes. In fact, just ignore that beeping. Somebody will pick it up. We have treated children with the lens as young as 6 months, including a baby who's brought down from Canada who was almost incessantly having seizures, and they just didn't know what to do. The neurologists were helpless, and within a few months, basically the seizures way decreased. The parents kept driving, I think, 8 to 10 hours each direction down from Toronto, bringing the child here, and within less than a year, the seizures had stopped entirely.
That's fantastic. How do you decide to use either lens or more traditional neurofeedback?
May have to do with the complexity of the person's problems, sensitivity, that kinds of thing. And I, for a while, I did only the lens, and then I realized that for many people, it's kind of strong for highly, highly sensitive types of people. And I do have to thank Dr. Len Oakes for being the person to point out that it's the person's sensitivity versus hardiness, reactivity, all of these factors need to be taken into account. And that's why you need a well-qualified clinician. I notice most of your members of your group are BCIA certified. And that really, really is important because you need extra discernment to find out how to apply these rather powerful methods. Mm-hmm. It's not like taking a medicine where the stuff stays in your system for days or weeks, but it can disrupt delicately poised nervous systems, and TBIs often have delicately poised nervous systems.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take to benefit from neurofeedback training?
Well, in some cases, Dr. Oakes originally had a credibility gap because he would claim that he could treat people in 3 or 4 sessions, and the whole community was incredulous about that, but he was right with uncomplicated cases, I think. With more complicated cases where there are multiple head injuries or where there's a kind of a familial history underlying of bipolar or affective disorder or OCD or something like that, it's going to be a lot longer. We figure a minimum of 10 sessions to really lock in treatments in uncomplicated cases. As many as 40, 50, even more in more complex cases.
Okay. And how long would one expect this kind of treatment to last?
Barring or absent subsequent traumas, for good, particularly if the person keeps adequate nutrition and a fairly decent lifestyle without gross traumas. We say it's permanent. I mean, people say, gee, this costs a lot of money. We say, well, you don't have to keep doing it. Once you are pretty much done with treatment, and we have different kinds of questionnaires and or redo a cue, we can say to the person, that's about it. We usually feather off the treatment. So if they came once a week in the beginning, we might say, okay, you've been here for the better part of 6 months or a year. Why don't you come every other week? Okay, after a couple of months, we say, why don't you come every 3 weeks or every month? We do that for a little while, and then we say, look, if you need a fix-up in 6 months, come back. And sometimes just one treatment, the brain already knows what this is all about, and it's ready for that that treatment that comes after a long hiatus, and it really works very well.
Mm-hmm. That's great. We're going to take a break. We want to come back and talk with you a little bit about the animal research that you were doing. And again, I know some people were really skeptical about, training and putting it in that direction. But you've got some fascinating results, and we will be talking about that in a few minutes. We are here to talk with Dr. Stephen Lawson, and we will be right back.
Did you know you can safely make changes in your brainwave patterns through neurofeedback, which can significantly improve conditions such as ADHD, minor traumatic brain injury, depression, anxiety, autism, and a host of other problems? The dedicated professionals at EEG Chicago are highly qualified providers who can help improve your life or the quality of life of your loved one. Visit the EEG Chicago website today at eegchicago.com. You'll learn new, exciting information on how neurofeedback trains the brain to function with greater control and stability. By learning to adjust the brainwave activity, you can improve your life through this safe and drug-free approach. Visit the website for locations near you and to contact an EEG Chicago professional. Tell them you are an AM 1160 listener. Ask for a first-time consultation. Visit eegchicago.com and learn how to build a better brain. Have you ever wondered about the magic of the brain's functioning? Did you know you can learn to adjust your brainwave activity with neurofeedback? Neurofeedback safely improves conditions such as ADHD, minor traumatic brain injury, autism spectrum disorders, anxiety, depression, as well as many other disorders. The team of specialists at EEG Chicago are highly qualified providers of neurofeedback. Visit their website for a provider in your area and learn how to build a better brain today. Go to eegchicago.com. The highly qualified EEG providers are dedicated to helping improve your life and the quality of lives of your loved ones through this drug-free and safe approach. Visit their website today at eegchicago.com. That's eegchicago.com. Building a better brain can be a reality in your life. Count on the professionals at EEG Chicago to create a treatment plan just for you. Visit eegchicago.com today.
Welcome back to Building a Better Brain. We are talking with Dr. Stephen Larson from the Stone Mountain Center in New Paltz, New York. One of the things I'd like to talk with you about, Steve, is this study that you have done in applying lens treatments to animals. But my first question is, where did you ever get the idea to use neurofeedback on animals?
Well, there were two things, Jim, that happened. One of them was when Dr. Mary Lee Esty first presented her really dramatic work on a woman with 30 years of post-TBI fibromyalgia and basically curing this person who was married to a billionaire. And he said he would, if Mary Lee was successful, he would do anything he could to further this work. And indeed, he made good on his word. But she presented this at, I think it was Rusk Institute, and there were doctors, psychiatrists, neurologists in the room, and they nodded their heads. This is the early days of the lens, where we used dark glasses with flashing lights to kind of do the treatment. And but the results were just unmistakable, and the person, I think, was there, or their testimonial was there. And the doctors all looked at Mary Lee Esty, and they said, "Well, well and good, Dr. Esty, but where are the animal studies?" And at that moment, she said, the image flashed through her mind of several dozen sheep with glasses on, with lights flashing behind the behind the sheep. And she said, we haven't done very much with this. So the following year or two, it might have been, Dr. Oakes was at our center, I believe, teaching, and there were a couple of practitioners, learners, who had had animals with problems. And so we decided right on the spot to treat our old bossy sheepdog named Moondog. And poor Moondog had had a stroke. She'd been a very lively young creature, and now she was getting up to 14, 15 years old. They don't live that long. And she'd had a stroke, and she was lame, and she was depressed. He said, "Well, here's Moondog." And that's still enough for the operation. You hook an animal up like you do a human being. You put a reference and a ground and then an active electrode that you move around using the brain map. With animals, their brains are simple enough so that we just treat maybe C3 or C4, one on each side of the corpus callosum, one on each hemisphere. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did with Moondog. We just gave her a few seconds of treatment on each side, And then we were done. We unhooked the electrodes. And she, we have films of this, and you can see them because they're quite dramatic, how she's limping, and her gait is very unsteady when she comes in, and her demeanor is hangdog, if you'll pardon the expression. And she's clearly depressed. Dogs don't hide their affective state. Right on the spot, after the treatment, she is clearly happy. And her body language looks like that. And then we've got a video of her trotting out of the center, and all of a sudden, instead of lurching, she's trotting quite happily.
Wonderful. I think that was the dog that you brought in when we had the advanced training out in New York. And you were telling us about this. And the dog came into a crowd, and there was 40 people in the room. And it started walking behind us and walking around and around the stage and then again around behind us and so on. And one of the things you pointed out is, look at what the dog is doing.
Yeah.
And people kind of nodded, yeah, it's walking around. And he said, no, it's hurting the people. It was
That's
so
what dogs are good at.
Right. It was so more at peace with itself that it went back to its natural instincts of hurting.
Yeah,
so that that was a wonderful love. And I think the importance of this is that because it becomes clear that neurofeedback is not simply a placebo effect.
Well, you can say that animals are tremendously impressed by having wires attached to their heads, and that's why the placebo effect works. The second great success we had, Jim, was with a horse. This horse was a well-schooled Morgan horse whose temperament was nonetheless like crazy. And you put on a jacket near in the vicinity of the horse, and it would jump across the stable. And it's pretty crazy to ride in that way. He'd be okay most of the time, and a noise would go off, or somebody unexpected would come up, and he'd throw the rider or something like that. And one of our community members was taking a lesson on this horse, and the trainer, a very skilled dressage woman, said, what is different about this horse? This horse never listened to commands before, and now all of a sudden it's taking the aids, as they're called, and it's listening. And it doesn't seem to be quite so skittish. And Harry said, I think Stephen Robin did one of those neurofeedback treatments on the horse. And I'll tell you, Jim, after... we've done no more than a total of 4 or 5 treatments with this horse. I ride this horse every week, and it is a doll. It is just, it's dressage, previous dressage training is available as we're going around the ring. And dressage is a form in which you use very, very subtle aids, as they're called, leg pressure, balance, and so on, to influence the horse. And boy, this horse is very, very responsive, and it's not crazy anymore.
That's wonderful. You keep that up, you're going to need a bigger office.
I think so, right. And a few office personnel to sweep things off the floor and so on.
Right, right. How long does these treatments last?
They last pretty good. We have one horse who was very aggressive, who was biting people and all kinds of things. The first treatment was mind-boggling for both the owner and for the handlers of the horse. All of a sudden, it stopped those behaviors. Then they returned about a month later. And we did a second treatment, and now this one lasted for about maybe 3-4 months, and those behaviors have just started to return. I suspect that if we do one more, it may be a final take, or we might do 2 more with a little space in between. It's nice to have space in between for the brain, in a sense, to take the message and to kind of quiet down. So you don't want to overdose an animal or a person with too much treatment. You want to modulate it so it's just right.
Sure, and I think that's the importance of going to a skilled professional that's been trained and certified in these areas, because even though people can buy all kinds of equipment and focus on things, it really takes somebody to watch carefully, because when you're playing with the brain, you don't want to make any mistakes here.
Absolutely. I remember I was working with a 10-year-old who was sitting in the chair, and I dropped some of the electrode paste or something like that, and I said, whoops. He said, don't say whoops. That's my brain you're messing with.
That's,
with 10-year-old.
That's right. Right.
But he's right. He's absolutely right. You don't want to have amateurs doing this kind of stuff. It's not that you can do permanent damage. It's that you could, that the person could become temporarily disruptive. They could become explosive or impulsive or something like that. And then we usually say, take a good rest after the treatment, drink plenty of water, and you'll probably be fine. And that's generally true.
Mm-hmm. I also know that you have published many books, two of which I'm particularly like, and one is The Healing Power of Neurofeedback, where you describe this lens technique in restoring optimal brain functioning. And the second is a more recent book, The Neurofeedback Solution. And here is where you describe how to treat autism, ADHD, anxiety, brain injury, strokes, PTSD, and other conditions. Tell us, Stephen, where can people get these books?
Well, we have a page on our website, stonemountaincenter.com, where you can read little sections from the books themselves or learn about them. But you can buy them on Amazon.com. They're all in print. And that's one of the reasons I like Healing Arts Press, is that they keep my books in print. So if you go to Amazon.com and you put in my name, Stephen Larsen, L-A-R-S-E-N, you'll find a number of the books are available.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, thank you. And I certainly want to thank you for this morning. This has been very informative and entertaining in some sense. And we really appreciate you being with us. Next.
Well, Jim, no, I like your building a better brain is a really good concept, because that's exactly what we feel we're doing. We're giving the brain learning experiences so it can perform better. And if you have a good nutrient base and basically sound living habits, you are building a better brain. The brain is modifiable by our experience, and neurofeedback is one of the very best experiences you can give it.
Terrific. Thank you very much. Next week, we will be talking with Dr. Elsa Baer and Corey Feinberg from the NeuroQuest Center in Skokie. Dr. Baer has done some important research on neurofeedback and depression. So next Saturday, tune in to hear about neurofeedback and how that can treat depression without the side effects of medication. Remember to get more information and to see firsthand what neurofeedback can do. You're invited to come to a question and answer seminars. They're being held all over Chicago. They're free. You can go to eegchicago.com, or I am running one at Naperville every Friday at 7 p.m. at the Rua Center on Washington Street. You can email me at drjim@ultimatebrain.com or eegchicago.com for other times and locations. For now, I'd like to thank the group from EEG Chicago for sponsoring the program and the entire crew here at WYLL Chicago Christian Talk Radio. Remember, the brain is a pattern engine. It loves to execute patterns. Those patterns result in thoughts, behaviors, and feelings. Practice those patterns that express love to one another, and you will come to experience joy and peace in your life. Thank you for listening to Building a Better Brain.
You've been listening to Building a Better Brain with show host Dr. Jim Kowal from EEGChicago.com on Chicago's Christian Talk, AM 1160. To learn more about today's topic, their Chicagoland locations, seminars in your area, or general information, visit EEGChicago.com. You can also email Dr. Jim with your questions and comments anytime at drjim@ultimatebrain.com. Join Dr. Jim Kowal again next Saturday morning at 7:30 to explore ways to restore and expand your brain's functioning safely and drug-free.